Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome on to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Ireland are off to the Czech Republic for a World Cup playoff semi-final next year. The boys in green could end up playing in Dublin for a place at next summer's tournament. And could James McLean be on his way back to Derry City? But first today, Ireland have been drawn against Czech Republic in the semi-finals of the World Cup playoffs. The winners of that match on the 26th of March will play either Denmark or North Macedonia for a place at next summer's tournament. Ireland will be away for their semi-final against the Czechs. But if they come through that, the boys in green would have home advantage in the final on the 31st of March. Northern Ireland have been drawn away to Italy in their semi-final. The winners will play Wales or Bosnia-Herzegovina. In terms of the rest of the draw, Ukraine will play Sweden in the semi-finals. The winners will square off against either Poland or Albania. And Slovakia have been drawn at home to Kosovo. Turkey or Romania await the winners of that match. Here's what Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson made of today's draw in Switzerland.
It's going to be a cup final and you know how these games are. You need to be just well prepared and focused and ready for when it comes, and it's a long time until March. So a lot of things can happen in between. I think all players in Europe should be or are close to peaking at that moment, yes. So is it better for us or them? I don't think there's any difference.
Northern Ireland will have to beat Italy and then Wales or Bosnia to reach the World Cup. But Italian journalist Daniele Fisichella was on the football show with Owen Sheehan last night and spoke about the problems Italy have. Next year will mark their 20-year anniversary of their last World Cup win. They won the Euros in 2021, but they could miss out on a third World Cup in a row if they don't come through those playoffs.
Italy had overachieved the Euros, but credit to Mancini and to that group of players for creating the chemistry and finding a way to play the probably other teams didn't expect us to play. Italy were known for being resolute, for being rigid, for being defensively. Under Mancini at the Euros in 2021, they were a possession team out of a sudden. But that was maybe a flash in a pan. As soon as that talent vanished and then some players moved on, unfortunately, we are left with the reality of a system, the Italian football, that has been in decline. Even when they won the World Cup in 2006, the decline had already started. Look at the results of the Italian teams in Europe, in the European competition, Champions League and Europa League ever since. Yes, of course, in recent years, there have been some exploits, but in those teams, the Italian players are never the main characters, the main players. They're always the supporting act. Take Inter, Roma, Milan, Juventus. The foreigners are the strong players, and the Italians obviously are there to help and to play a role. And when it comes to the national team, I think this is the result of a movement that I've seen the decrease in talent. And there are two school of thoughts here. There is one school of thought that says, no, we are really bad and we deserve to go out from the World Cup. We deserve to lose for Norway. And the other school of thought said, we are not as bad and we should hold ourselves a little bit better. I think the reality is in between. I think Italy and the Italian national team still plays thinking they got the right to qualify and still plays in a way they carry themselves as if they are a top nation. In the last 16 months, they lost to Germany, they lost to France, they lost to Norway twice. They've only beaten Belgium of the top sides, and it's not a vintage Belgium anyway. So I think unless Italy goes back to basics and plays perhaps more of a direct approach, a more of a defensive approach, and takes example of lesser teams, and excuse me if I mention Ireland here, as well as Scotland, they simply play to their strengths. They do know the limits, but they also play to the strengths and they get success. They can defend. They conceded far too many goals in these qualifiers. And where is the art of defending gone? And that's, I think, is another big, big problem which gonna present itself comes the playoff.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB Football podcast stream now. Scotland international John McGinn says their qualification for next summer's tournament still hasn't sunk in. The Aston Villa captain helped his country secure their place at the tournament for the first time since 1998. He says it was great to have the players' families at Hampden Park to watch their crucial 4-2 win over Denmark.
No, it was incredible. Obviously, it was a really emotional night, but we deserve it. We've been through a lot as a group, and all the players having their families there and their friends was amazing, so special night.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
James McLean's been linked with a sensational return to the League of Ireland on loan. The Irish Independent is reporting the former Ireland international could be on his way from Wrexham back to his hometown club, Derry City. The 36-year-old has played 9 times in the Championship at Wrexham this season. He started 3 of those matches. McLean played for Derry from 2008 to 2011 before he moved to Sunderland. He's under contract at Wrexham until 2027. Shamrock Rovers midfielder Danny Mandroyu has confirmed he suffered a cruciate ligament injury in the FAI Cup final win over Cork City earlier this month. The former Ireland under 21 international came off the bench in the second half of the final, but he went off injured shortly afterwards. The 27-year-old revealed on social media that he's already undergone surgery on the injury and now faces a long period on the sidelines. Chelsea boss Sonia Bompastor admits her team are yet to reach their highest level this season. The WSL champions host Barcelona tonight in a massive clash in the Women's Champions League. Bompastor side are unbeaten in all competitions, but they've drawn 4 matches already.
I think the results recently have not been the ones we wanted to. So we had a really good reviews from the games. We know what we have to do to perform better. So now it's more for us to take the words into actions going into the next games.
Manchester United's 100% record in the Women's Champions League came to an end last night. United lost 5-2 away to Wolfsburg. Holders Arsenal came from a goal down to win 2-1 at home to Real Madrid. Alessia Russo scored both goals for Arsenal. Ireland captain Katie McKay plays most of the 90 minutes. She was replaced shortly before full time. Dominic Calvert-Lewin's confident he can rediscover his best form at Leeds. The striker made the move to Elland Road after he struggled with injuries during his final 2 years with Everton. Calvert-Lewin has scored once in 9 Premier League matches so far, but he says he's enjoying life at his new club.
Probably my last 3 years at Everton were stressful. There was a lot of ups and downs, and you know, 9 years is a long time to be anywhere, and I think I got to a point where I was just craving a new challenge and a fresh environment, and absolutely, yeah, happy to be here.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says this weekend's clash with Manchester City is the perfect chance for them to bounce back from some disappointing results in the Premier League. Newcastle lost back-to-back games away to West Ham and Brentford before the international break, leaving them just 2 points above the relegation zone. Howe says City have been the standard bearers in recent times.
I think they've changed, you know, they've evolved. I think that's what Pep does really well with his team, so this will be a fresh challenge for us. One hopefully we can rise to. I think being back at home is great for us. I think this is a really good game for us to respond after the Brentford game and the West Ham game. It's really sticking the memory.
And PSG defender Achraf Hakimi was named African Footballer of the Year last night. He's the first defender to win the prize in 52 years, and he finished ahead of Mohamed Salah and Victor Osimhen in the voting. The Moroccan right back won the Champions League with PSG, as well as a domestic league and cup double, and also the European Super Cup. He's the first Moroccan to win the award since midfielder Mustafa Hadji in 1998. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
This is why we love football, because things like this can happen.
These lads now have an opportunity to inspire a whole new generation.
Winning is a habit. Losing is a habit.
You kind of lose confidence. You lose a little bit of heart.
And maybe the lads have just become used to losing.
I want to see what he's brought into the association for, because I'm not too sure I've seen anything just yet.
Your chin goes down. That for me is not a lack of desire. I'm wanting to do the right thing. I'm wanting to do well and put it all on the line.
Be all and end all is that we have to get a result against Portugal, and that's all we can do now.
It needs a miracle to qualify for the World Cup, would you agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
A player shouldn't be refereeing. It should be the officials doing the refereeing.
And he's gone for the red. Cristiano Ronaldo has been sent off.
I feel great. I feel ready. This is probably the best night that I've ever had in my whole life.
It's the Republic of Ireland series, Portugal, Neil.
He's grabbed it back a little bit.
If they can keep that going out for the rest of the campaign, we've every chance. Please
stay. Watching my son the way he celebrated and how much it meant to him, you know.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queevee Kelleher.
Queevee Kelleher launches the ball into the box.
Scales is up after it. Scales wins ahead. Yes! 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 And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
It's the Sheriff Street boy, it's the Belvedere boy who has done it for the Republic of Ireland.
Absolutely remarkable, right at the end.
Noel Quinn, Robbie Keane against exactly Germany back in the day.
Barrow!
This means the world to me, my family's here.
There they love that! I've no voice left.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'll ever have a better night in my whole life. It's a fairy tale.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.